Okay, good deal. All righty. Hi. Beautiful day outside, isn't it? For being 15 degrees. It was 15 degrees in my house, so it was cold. It's chilly. But I don't know, it's beautiful outside, isn't it? It's just great. And it's only beautiful if we look for it. Did you ever notice that? Things are only positive or beautiful or going our way when we look for it, right? I mean, a lot of times we just don't look for it. We get up and say, oh, man, it's 15 degrees outside. Oh, man, it's just cold. I got to go out. I got to start the car. I got to sit in the cold car as it warms up. It's like, oh, man, I got to get my kids to get me one of those starters. That way he can start from inside the house and watch it. Of course, in Spokane County, it's illegal, isn't it? For your car to sit idling any length of time without somebody in it. Yeah, it's illegal here. Not illegal where I live. I mean, it's just a great thing. But it's one of those things that if we're not looking for it, we're not going to see the beauty that's around us. The beauty that's in the hills. The beauty that God has created for you and I. The beauty that he has given for the eye to see. We're going to miss it. We'll go around in life, and sometimes we just, oh, life is just so dull. Life is just so, you know, it's so such a burden. And we got to focus way down here that we never see the beauty that God has up here. You know, we never lift our eyes to behold the Lord of glory. We just sit and we are focused on our own little things, aren't we? We are focused on our own little world. We have an obsession with self. It can happen even in relationships. One person or the other has an obsession with self. The other person is only there to give them comfort, give them aid, you know, meet their needs. Okay? And it's such a sad thing because we miss out on a tremendous amount. I got to thinking about this because last Sunday night, Pastor asked for burdens, or not burdens. Most of you smiled. He asked for blessings, and we just all kind of sit there like, you know, twiddle our thumbs. And I could have said, you know, hey, I love my job, but people are sometimes tired of hearing that. And I said, God gave me a job that I really like. I get to interact with people. I get to witness. I get to do things, you know. And then sometimes I say it here rather than Sunday nights. It's like, you know, it's just a thing. Sometimes we just don't see, we don't lift up our eyes for our redemption draweth nigh. You know, I used to have this saying, and there used to be a saying out, being so heavenly minded that you're of no earthly good. When I was a young Christian, that made sense. And as I matured, I said, that's the stupidest thing I ever said. Because we need to be so heavenly minded that we are more earthly good than thinking about things of earth. Why? Because then we have this wide view of who God is, where he is in this world, and how he interacts with his people. We know, so that way when somebody has a problem and they come and ask us, we can help truly by the word of God. When my mother died, I had all kinds of people come up and give me scripture and stuff like that. 80, 90% of them was useless because it was just words popping out of their mouth. Yes, it was scripture, but it didn't mean anything to them. And consequently, all it did was irritate me. Okay, except I had one brother who, at an early age, lost both his parents in an auto accident. And he came up with the right words. You know, it's something that in his life he had been thinking about, and he had the right words to say that were truly Holy Spirit inspired, that truly gave comfort and peace, not just, oh, it's God's will. Well, that just hanging out there is just, I don't know, pretty empty. It's pretty comfortless. Okay? It's just, and if you disagree with me, okay, disagree with me. But I'm telling you, when we do not see the Word of God, when we do not know God, everything that people see is just empty.